22-14-1. That's the Santa Clarita market activity in the last 24 hours. I am Connor McIver with Paris911.com. We are REMAX of Santa Clarita and look forward to helping you with whatever you need with regard to real estate. Also posted some information about the moratorium on the 90-day FHA flip rule. They have decided to put a hold on that, where us normal people, if we purchase a property at auction, we would actually be able to turn around and sell it and have financing obtained immediately, versus how the rule was imposed, we would have had to wait 90 days before any type of financing could have been obtained on the property. So the only option for the people within the 90-day flip policy were to be to sell the property to a cash buyer. We also talked a little bit about short sales and getting good information. It's very important that you get the truth with regard to a short sale, because it could tie you up. And as I wrote in a couple different places this morning, it's really good to get that monkey off your back, but you got to get it off your back without it ripping your head off in the process. So that's kind of the way we look at short sales, and we definitely, sometimes they're the right thing and sometimes they are the absolute wrong thing to do. Also talked about foreclosure releases and covered a little bit about the time frames. Foreclosures aren't as simple as just coming onto the market in one fell swoop once released. There is an amount of pre-marketing that has to take place. Also, there are certain time frames with regard in California to owner and tenant occupancy. Typical property, when a foreclosure is released and it gets out to the particular agent that's representing the bank, they will start about a 45-day clock. So that agent then has a few days to verify occupancy, to find out who's in the property and establish if it's vacant, tenant, or owner-occupied. After that, then the agent has to prepare what's called a broker price opinion. And depending on the value, the bank's going to decide to send out an appraiser or another agent to perform a secondary broker price opinion. In either case, to chew on all that paperwork and to get their net sheets and everything fancy that the bank needs to put together, you're looking about 45 days from the date of issuance. Then that property, if vacant, comes onto the market. Now, you can tag on some time frames onto that if you'd like. With owner-occupied properties, you can go ahead and slap a 60 days on top of the 45. And if it's tenant-occupied, you can slap a 90-day time frame onto the 45. I am Connor McIver with REMAX Realtors. We are located and headquartered in Santa Clarita Valley in Southern California. And I look forward to speaking with you if you have any questions. This afternoon, I'm going to be with the Sheriff's Department in West Los Angeles to talk to them about real estate. Have a great day. It is Connor McIver, 661-400-1720. Be safe.